Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, I am so excited. I say this every single podcast, but I really am excited to be recording this week, especially since it's just me flying solo this week. It's weird. I've had so many guests, I feel like I forget how to just be on it by myself. But before we get into the episode, which is really exciting, as you can tell by the title of this podcast, I just want to introduce you to the sponsor of today's show. You already know this show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. And I'm sure you already know and you already have it, but if you don't, it's a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. If you owe someone money, if you need to pay them back for whatever it is, Sweetgreen, iced coffee, SoulCycle, you know what I mean? There's a lot of reasons you should pay someone back. Cash App is just the app to use. I always find it the most convenient for settling group dinners, which I always say, but also there are so many reasons you use Cash App. I've talked about how I can pay back Taylor for when we have to split up utilities since we're roommates, stuff like that. So Cash App also comes with a Cash Card, which is a free debit card that comes with Boost, which I know I've talked about before, which are just literally instant rewards for shopping at places you already shop at. So you'll get discounts off of your purchase at places like Whole Foods, Target, DoorDash, way more. It's like having credit card perks, but just packed into this free little debit card. So the best thing about Cash App, which I know I've talked about before to you guys, and this should be the icing on the top of the cake, okay? I get to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. And when you sign up for Cash App and you use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, just one word, all caps, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, which, if you don't know, it's a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So if you haven't downloaded Cash App in the past, this is the time, you guys. I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which I'm so happy we get to do this and help. So again, use a promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now getting into the episode, everybody. I've had this idea of making this podcast for a while now, where obviously, like I said, you can tell by the title, it's just my favorites of Boston, the best of Boston for shopping, food, activities, workout classes. I tried to hit like all the areas, and disclaimer, I'm sure right off the bat that there are things that I'm going to miss on this list. But if I'm being honest, you guys, yesterday I wasn't feeling so hot. I was a little hungover, if I'm being real. And I literally laid in bed all day long, but you know me, I was staying productive. And for maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours, I compiled this crazy long list of all the places I'm going to tell you about in Boston for you to do things. Because I feel like one of my most requested things is, Gretchen, I am moving to Boston, I'm coming here for school, or I'm visiting, and what do I do? Where do you recommend I should eat, shop, get my hair cut, like play outside in the good weather, when it's nice out? Or where should I go when it's cold, like the movies or whatever? So I'm going to tell you, this podcast is me going to be spilling, is going to be, can I speak English? It's going to be me just spilling the tea. That's dramatic. It's going to be me telling you all my favorite places in Boston, all my favorite things to do. And listen closely if you're going to visit, because this is going to be your tour guide, okay? And like I said, disclaimer, I'm sure there are things that I haven't done in Boston that are really fun, and places that are really good to eat at, or places that are really good to shop at that I haven't been to. And I've lived here for 5 years now, but yeah, like I said, I'm sure I haven't done it all, but these are just my favorites. And yeah, just know I'm just like scared that you guys are gonna be mad at me that it's like biased, but obviously it's just my opinion. And if there's like certain foods that I don't like, then maybe there's less of those kinds of restaurants. You know what I'm saying? So just keep that in mind. It's just coming from me over here and my experiences. But before we get into that, let's just catch up for a sec, okay? I haven't done a podcast by myself in so long it feels like, because you guys know I had my whole Arlen series. That was so fun. I feel like I just learned so much. We need to just recap. We need to regroup, because that was so much information and so much goodness that we received from him. And I just feel so lucky that we're friends and that I got to bring him on the podcast, because it was so much fun and you guys learned so much along with me, and the messages and feedback we got from you guys was absolutely insane, and just it made my day. Everyone saying that it really helped them and that they're going to utilize Arlen's tools and that it changed the way they think about things and stuff. I just love that so much. And obviously you guys can tell by the title of my podcast, Happy Hour. Why do I feel like I'm talking at the speed of light today? Sorry, I hope you can keep up. We're just in the fast rhythm right now. I don't know. What was I even saying? I hope that this is always a really happy place for you and a place that makes you feel good, feel in a good mood, and where you're inspired or at least entertained, or you're learning, like hopefully today, all these places I'm going to tell you. I'm literally so amped. Like I said, I was hungover and I just wrote down for like an hour and a half all my favorite places. I'm sure I forgot some, like I keep saying, I'm like worried that I forgot some of my real favorites, you know, when it's like so obvious, it's right there in front of you and you forget about it. Yeah, that's like what I'm worried about, but I'm sure it'll be okay. So having Arlen on the podcast was amazing, and I'm just feeling really lucky right now for all the friends that I have and all the people that I get to surround myself with and see, and I just love being in Boston so much. I'm literally looking out my window right now. It's so beautiful. It's like 4 o'clock and oh no, whoa, it's 4:45. And I actually like that it is staying light out a little bit later here. The sun's about to go down. It's so beautiful. I'm looking at Back Bay. I can see the Prudential. Sorry, I'm just like in my feels. I just honestly could cry. Like I do not want to leave Boston. I just love it here so much. And I feel like I'm such the type of person that hates change. Like who doesn't? Everyone's resistant to change. And I can remember when moving from Albany to Boston for college, and I can just remember like how difficult that was, and me being like, oh, I don't want to go, like Albany's my home. Like I always felt like I was visiting in Boston, until one day slowly but surely that shifts and I'm visiting home, and now it's not home anymore, it's like my parents' house. Isn't that weird how that happens? And Boston just feels like home. Like my soul feels at home here. Not to be too deep, but I just like, I don't know what it is. I just love so much about Boston. Obviously, I'm comfortable with it now since I've been here for 5 years. I love that it's the city and there's so much to do and so much going on, but not to the point of New York City where I feel overwhelmed and flustered and like I feel like I always have to be doing something or I'm missing out. Like I have major FOMO when I would live in New York and I spend way too much money and I would drink too much, and it was just, maybe I was just too immature when I was living there. But yeah, New York just seems overwhelming to me at this point of my life. I really like visiting. I always thought that maybe one day I would live there. I guess we'll see. Really depends. No idea where I'll end up, but that's okay with me. I'm just here for the ride, people. I'm in a mood today. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, all I'm saying is I love Boston. I'm feeling grateful. I love my apartment. This is like my dream apartment. Like I would stay right here sitting on the ground in my bedroom like forever. Like I just love it here so much. But you guys know, I am moving to Pennsylvania next fall, and for the summer, me and Max are going to be like nomads, and just, is that the right word, when you like don't have a home and you're just wandering around, and we're just going to be in Albany visiting my mom, on the Cape visiting his mom and family and stuff, and I know I've talked about that before, but now I'm just thinking about the future. I need to work on being more present like Arlen, you guys, because I feel like I'm always worrying about the past and the future, and when Arlen says stuff like, he gets really quiet and he's like, Gretchen, all we have is right now. Like the future isn't anything. It never arrives. Like the past is in the past. Like all we have is right now, this moment. It really freaks me out and kind of gives me chills. And I'm like, ooh, you're right. That's scary. But it's so true. So anyway, that's just me checking myself. I need to work on being present. And I'm always worrying. I'm like, Max, where are we going to live in September? And he's like, Gretchen, it's January. It's February now. You know, like we'll figure it out. So I'm someone that's I feel like I'm always worrying about the future, and if you feel like you're like that too, I think it's okay and it's good, and it means that we're like planners, but also just remind yourself to like reel it back in and everything is going to work out, baby girl. Everything's gonna be good. what's going on right now. I feel like I'm talking to like a friend. Like, I feel like you guys are my friends. You are my friends. And they're just not responding. And I'm just like having a conversation with myself. That's what this podcast is feeling like. But yeah, that's all that's really going on right now. I've been proud of myself. I've been trying to keep my space clean because an outer clean environment resonates, or what was Arlen saying? It makes my inner head environment cleaner and more clear and less stressful. So yeah, I'm looking at my closet. I mean, I could like hang up a couple things that are like thrown together. You know, in that one chair, you guys know the chair I'm talking about, the chair in the bedroom that you throw all the clothes on that you don't know, you should put them away, or maybe they're dirty, whatever. Everyone has that chair. That's like the top of these little drawers I have in my closet, filled with clothes that I need to hang up right now. Other than that, though, nothing's on the ground. Everything's good. Bathroom, decently clean. I would give it like 6 or 7 out of 10. It could use like a vacuum or something. I don't know. My room, okay. Should I wash the sheets on my bed? Yes. But like, I don't know. I don't know where this is going. I'm just saying, I've been proud of myself. I've been trying to, you know, just keep up the little things in my life, maintain everything, and it just makes me feel a lot better. I've been talking to my mom and my sister a lot. They make me feel so happy, and I love that I get to talk to them all the time. And I'm visiting Max next week. Yay! Surprise, surprise. I'm sure you guys are shocked. Oh, also, if you're still here, which I hope you are, it's only 10 minutes in right now, but be excited because I'm recording the next episode of my podcast tomorrow with a very special guest. This is going to build the hype for that episode because you guys have wanted her for so long. Guess who it is? Louisa. Oh my God, it's going to be so exciting. I was already thinking today. See, like I said, I'm always worried about the future. I'm always thinking ahead, but it's good to plan ahead sometimes. Like I was saying, I was thinking how I already have so many questions that I want to ask her, and I just really want to hear her opinion because she is the epitome of someone who, I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow in next week's episode, but she's just the epitome of someone that worked so hard to get to where she is, and there was no shortcuts, and she changed her whole lifestyle around. She started eating healthy, she started working out, threw away all her old unhealthy lifestyle habits, and that's something that I feel like all of us want to do and are like trying to attain, and it's something that she did, and she just did it so simply and easily, and I feel like we could all like learn a lesson from her. So I'm just so excited, obviously, as you can tell, so am to have her on the podcast. So that's going to be tomorrow, and I can't wait. I don't even know if you guys are going to have to ask questions for her, because I could ask 30 questions to her. So it's just going to be my questions for her, because I'm sure we all are wondering the same thing. Everyone's wondering how she got in great shape, how she lost a bunch of weight, how, you know, so it's going to be amazing. But I think that's all I really want to talk about. That's what's going on in my life right now. I just want to do a little catch up because I love the catch up portion of the pod. Actually, the last thing I will say is that today Brooke and I hung out for a while. We filmed a video for my channel, a video for her channel. So fun. Love that girl. She's the best. I know that you guys already know her and Danielle though, because of their massively successful podcast, Gals on the Go. So shout out. This is my shout out to Brooke and Danielle. Every podcast. Oh, and you guys know Tori. You're probably waiting. Tori gets a shout out every podcast. I didn't know where she would fit in, so let's just talk about it right now. I love Tori. I miss her. I'm so excited to have her in Pennsylvania when I live there, because she can be my buddy then when I live there, and I love her, and she's someone that like right as I met her, we were friends already, and I feel so close to her, even though maybe the amount of times we've been together I could count on like one hand, you know, but it's so funny how quickly you can become close with someone. So okay, that's enough of me blibber blabbering, right? We want to get into the details of Boston, of what you guys want to hear. But before, last but not least, before we hop into that, you guys know that I always talk about what I'm happy about right now. So I kind of just caught you up on what's going on. Clearly I'm in a chatty mood. But we're going to keep this week really simple. Did I say this last week? Oh my gosh, this is such a cop-out. I think I'm realizing that I said this last week with Arlen. But sometimes it's good to just focus on the little things that you're happy about right now. And for me, maybe I should switch it. I wrote down the vegan, gluten-free chocolate chip banana bread again. I think I did that last week. But it's like, it's good to notice little things that make you really happy. Another thing I could say are my UGG slippers sitting in front of me. I wear them every day when I'm working from home, bopping around. I love them. There's something that like bring me so much joy. My barefoot dreams, like now I'm listing off a bunch of things that I'm looking at right now. So cozy, so warm. Every night I pull it up over like my shoulders a little bit and put it around my face because it's just so soft and cozy. And it's like, it's just really, I don't know, it's really nice to enjoy the little things sometimes. And as much as material things aren't the things that make us happy, like I will be explaining this whole podcast, it's pretty much all like experiences that you're going to be doing in Boston. Sometimes it's just really nice to find comfort in these things and they make me feel really present. And yeah, so I think that's just what I'm happy about right now. The little luxuries, the little nice things that I get to treat myself with in life because they just bring me joy. Also, like my Christmas tree that is still up right now in my living room, family room, whatever you call it, in our main living area in our apartment. And the reason for that is, there's many reasons. Number one, we're lazy. We just haven't touched it. It's just been there. Number two, there's nowhere else for it to go. I don't know where it would go. This apartment is maybe 1,000-something square feet, like maybe 1,080, 1,050, like barely over 1,000 square feet. Like there is nowhere for that tree to go other than right where it is. So I still like looking at it. Still brings me joy. I know Christmas was, what, 2 months ago now? But guess what? I still love my Christmas tree. So that's something that made me really happy. And I know I talked about that in my best purchases of last year. I was like, this Christmas tree was the best. It makes me so happy. And you know what? As a little girl growing up, I would always beg my parents and be like, can we please, please, please keep our Christmas tree through March? Because my birthday is March 11th and I always wanted a Christmas tree on my birthday. And they were like, Gretchen, no, that's 3 months after Christmas. Like, absolutely not. That thing is going to be disheveled and dead and we'd always get real Christmas trees. They're like, it's going to be a big fire hazard. No way. And I think we were only allowed to keep it through like, you know, beginning of January. But my fake Christmas tree is still going strong in my living room, if you care. Sorry, that was just me talking about little material things that make me happy. But let's move on to this happy quote, which I take that this section very loosely of being a happy quote because I just basically looked up a quote about Boston. If I'm being honest, on Google, I typed up like Boston quotes and I was looking at them. Some were like really funny and kind of like saying like not so nice things about Boston, like it was just funny. But I found one that I think is like so accurate, and I said to Taylor and she was like, okay, honestly, so true. So the little quote I found about Boston is, it says, Boston is so laced with jerseys that you can be dressed head to toe in team apparel and no one will look twice. And we were like, honestly, that's so true. Like, you could wear a Tom Brady jersey running around Boston every single day and no one would say a thing. Or obviously it goes for, you know, the Celtics or the Bruins, or it could be a BU hockey jersey. It could be, because there's so many colleges here and there's so many professional sports teams that you could be wearing. Yeah, you could literally just wear, you could only have in your closet professional sports teams, college sports teams, whatever, jerseys, like sporting apparel, and wear that every single day. And I don't think anyone would say anything because it's just so normal here. I feel like that's got to be normal anywhere though. Like anywhere there's a sports team, it's probably normal to wear that jersey. But that is such a thing here, and we will get into talking about fun games that you guys can go to, like sports games and stuff. So I thought that was fitting. And yeah, basically have this set up into different sections. I don't know if this is going to be a quicker podcast or on the longer side. In my mind, it's going to be quick, but I'm sure I'll get blabby and talkative about each thing. And so maybe it'll be on the longer side. I guess we will see how this goes. Ready? Are we finally going to get into it? Like 18 minutes into the podcast. Are you ready? Okay. First section is called shopping. So like I said, I get so many questions about shopping, food, activities, whatever it is. So I thought that this would be good. These are just my favorite places. Again, last but not least, these are my favorites. Not all of them, not what your favorites will be. These are just my favorites of Boston, okay? I love when Skinny Confidential says, take what you like, don't take what you don't like. If you don't like some of these places, just don't think about it and ignore it. And if you do like them, write it down. You know what I mean? So that's the vibe. Your number one best friend. when you come to Boston and you want to go shopping, if you're like, this is a shopping trip, I want to go shopping, you're focused around shopping, your best friend is going to be this magical place called Newbury Street, okay? I'm trying to take myself out of the city of Boston and, you know, separate myself and just look at Boston as a whole and give you guys the good tea, the good deets. So Newbury Street is just like, I was going to say like the Fifth Ave of New York. Not really, kind of. It's just like the main shopping street here. So there's just so many stores, so many restaurants around Newbury. It's so fun in the summer, especially when you can walk around. Even in the winter too, it's just really pretty. There's always Christmas lights on Newbury Street and on Calm Ave, like in Back Bay. Back Bay is just a really pretty neighborhood to walk around. I'm going to start spitting out phrases left and right, probably that you don't know what they are. So you can write it down, look it up. I don't know. Like to me, Back Bay. Oh, Back Bay is right there. I'm looking at it out my window. But it's just a neighborhood here, and Newbury is in Back Bay, so yeah, Newbury Street, gonna be your best friend. There are stores like, ready, I'm gonna start saying my favorites, Madewell. I'm gonna kind of go from one end to the other. The Lululemon used to be at the beginning of Newbury too. When I say beginning, I guess you could think about it at any end. Okay, I'm gonna start from the end. If you know Boston, you're going to know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know, you're probably like, what is she saying over there? I'm going to start at the end that's closest to, like, BU. I'm going to start at the end that isn't towards the Commons. And I'm going to start at the end that isn't the designers. So all the designer stores and stuff, like the very, I guess, beginning or end, however you call it, I don't know, is near the Boston Commons, the park. But I'm going to start at the other end. Okay, so Madewell, the Lululemon, like I said, used to be there, actually just moved, and now it's massive, and they have, like, workout classes and stuff there, so that could be really cool to try out. I've been in that new Lululemon, like, once or twice, really cool. Okay, yeah, I said the Madewell, really awesome. Urban Outfitters is right at the beginning, I don't know, right at this end that I'm talking about. I know there's, like, a TJ Maxx, Brandy Melville I love, there's the Reformation, love that Reformation, they added a Champion store, love it there. Allbirds is more towards in the middle. Now it's just kind of going to get all mixed up. I'm sure there's places that I'm missing. Allbirds is new. And if you guys don't know their shoes, I really like them. I have a pair of their sneakers. Max showed me their sneakers. They're really cool. They're made out of really like sustainable stuff, I'm pretty sure. I know I remember being in there. There's shoes that say like sugar or sugar cane or like wool or wood or tree. I don't know. Stuff like that. So they use like cool different materials, and I know that you don't have to wear socks with their sneakers. I think that's like how they're made or something. Now this is turning into like an Allbirds review. Last note about Allbirds is that I'm always like an 8 or an 8.5, and I think my sneakers are actually in a 9, so I think they run a little bit small in case you want Allbirds. I'm struggling saying that. Okay, then there's an Anthropology. Love the Anthropology. It's really pretty in there, fun to walk around. I feel like Anthropology, I really like the decor, like that kind of stuff I would see myself buying, but I feel like I never really luck out on clothes there. I feel like the clothes are a little bit too sophisticated for my age, maybe, or just a little too mature, and I maybe dress too young. I don't know. I'm sure I'll like dress there more as I grow up, but I don't know. It's just kind of my opinion. It always smells really good in there. I like their candles. I like getting like fun little stuff like that in Anthropology. The Nike store you guys got to go to. Is it like a flagship store or something? I don't know why that word just came to mind. It's just basically really big. There's like, what, 2 or 3 floors. It's really fun in there. You got to go in there, poke around. There's a Lush. I don't know. These are all ones that are kind of mixed in the middle in my head. Lush is always fun. Love Lush. There's an All Saints somewhere in there. Actually, I don't know why that isn't more towards the luxury ones. I guess it's like lower level luxury. I don't know. Sometimes I go in there. I don't know if I've ever gotten anything from there. I have like one leather jacket that I never wear. There's a Nordstrom Rack actually somewhere too, which I always find good stuff in there whenever I go in there. I've also only been there like once or twice, but I need to go there more. There's an UGG store, and the reason I love the UGG store isn't because of the UGG store itself, it's because it's next to this wonderful, amazing place called Georgetown Cupcake, which I think I talk about in the food section, so I just love it. I love that little area, and if you need, like, UGG slippers or something, I don't know. And then my favorite luxury designer stores at the very beginning and this other end of Newbury, because I've been talking about the other end. This is the other end from like the Urban Outfitters and the TJ Maxx and the Madewell and stuff. So the other end is your stores like Chanel, Tiffany, Burberry, Cartier, stuff like that. Those are just some of my faves. Obviously there's other designers too. But yeah, that Tiffany store is always really fun to walk around in. The Chanel is, Burberry, Cartier. That Cartier has some like fun memories for me. When I hit 200K on YouTube, I think, is when I went and I bought my Cartier rings for myself. And I was just like proud. It was like a proud moment. So that's always just like fun to walk around there. It's really pretty. And like I said, the Boston Commons is right there too, which I'll talk about later, but Boston Commons are so nice, so pretty, so fun to walk around. So I feel like Newbury, you can't really go wrong. You'll always find something to do walking around. There's always cute dogs. There's always a bunch of people out and about. It feels like really city and there's always like a lot going on. Honestly, the weekends maybe, I mean, it's like really touristy and like fun, but maybe avoid because it's like almost too crowded. It's like feels like New York City. It's like crazy going to Newbury on a Saturday or Sunday. And if it's good weather, like forget about it, you know? And then there's so many restaurants, which I will get into. So to finish up the shopping though. Okay, so that's like the main shopping, at least in my mind, is Newbury Street. But also right over, I don't even know how to describe it, really close to Newbury Street is this wonderful building called the Prudential Center. And the Prudential has even more shopping. So some shopping that there isn't on Newbury in some stores that are actually really close on Newbury. Like Newbury and Prudential are so close to each other and they have some of the same stores, which is really funny. Like it's always been so funny to me that there's two Lululemons, one's in the Prudential, one's on Newbury Street. They are maybe a 4-minute walk from each other, but there's two different stores. It's kind of nice because then if one place is like, oh, we don't have those leggings in your size, but you can just run over to Newbury Street. They have them. So yeah, I don't know. Side note, little tangent, but they have a Lululemon in there that we like. They have the Aritzia, which love the Aritzia. Yeah, I feel like a lot of places don't have Aritzia, so it's really cool that there's a big, huge Aritzia in the Prudential. But also, side note, on Aritzia, I feel like I never find myself getting stuff in person. I always just shop online because they have so much stuff online. And maybe I'm just not shopping correctly in person or looking at the right stuff. But I feel like I usually just buy stuff online. But it's really nice that we obviously have one in person. There's a Sephora in there, which I like. I want to say there's a Sephora on Newbury Street too, but it's like a little mini one. So the one in the Prudential is like the big, like good one. Working our way. I'm like picturing in my head right now walking through the Prudential. There's actually like a Tesla in there. Eataly, I'm going to talk to you. We're walking by Eataly, like on the right-hand side, but that's food. There's a Club Monaco, you guys. I actually had never gone there. I went there when me and Max did our little boyfriend-girlfriend shopping challenge, if you saw that. And I just got him a belt in there, but I ended up finding my vintage Chanel bag. So that was really unplanned. And yeah, I just like that Club Monaco now because I found some cool stuff there. There's a Saks in the Prudential. And then also, if this gets confusing, I'm still confused. You guys are probably listening and have like grown up here your whole life and are like, this girl doesn't even know what she's talking about. But there's a separate part of shopping that's like connected to the Prudential Center. That's called the Shops at Copley Place, I'm pretty sure, because it's basically all really close to Copley Square. This one little part in Back Bay where I'm trying to describe Copley Square for you guys. There's like a SoulCycle right there. There's is that a church? Oh my gosh. How do I not know this? There's like the little like monument or something. I'm always walking through there. There's like the Joe's on Newbury. That's like near Copley-ish. Basically what I'm just trying to say, it's kind of like the area. So the Shops at Copley Place are all these like luxury designer stores that, again, some of them are on Newbury, but some aren't. So there's like two Tiffany's. But then there isn't a Gucci on Newbury, but there's like a Gucci in there. There's a Dior, there's a Louis Vuitton. Like those ones aren't on Newbury Street, but they're in the Shops at Copley Place. So it's going to be all your luxury designers that you didn't get over on Newbury. There's so many in there. I like can't even begin. There's, you know, like a Moncler. Why can't I even think? David Yurman, like other ones, like Tory Burch probably. There's so many in there. So you guys can just, yeah, if you're looking for a specific store, just like literally look on your map and see if there is one in Boston or Google it or you know what I mean. But those are just some of my faves for shopping. And then shopping other than that, I really don't know because if I'm going to go shopping, like that's where I'm going to go. But I know there is some shopping like in Seaport. Like they had the Glossier pop-up, which actually I don't even know if that Glossier is still there. But I'm sure there's other like shopping in Seaport, and then I was consulting Taylor about this podcast episode, you guys, and she was like, oh, don't forget to tell them about Downtown Crossing. And I was like, wait, what, where? And she's like, remember, that's where the Primark and the Macy's and stuff like that is. So we've definitely walked around over there, I think like my freshman year of college. I haven't been over there in so long, but if you like Primark, there's stuff like that. I'm actually thinking right now too, like just off the top of my head, I'll talk about Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market, but I know down there, is this place still there? There's this cool place called Uniqlo. There's like a big, huge Abercrombie and Fitch. That one was like three stories, five stories. I don't even know. And I just remember coming to visit, like growing up and being like, we have to go to that huge Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, it's so cool. And there's like another Urban Outfitters over there. So yeah, I would just recommend if you're coming here, just look up stores that you want to go to on your phone, see if they have them. And if not, just like go to Newberry Street with the Prudential. You will not be disappointed. So that is pretty much it for shopping. That's where I would go. Okay, now we're going to get into the nitty gritty, the good stuff. And what I'm talking about is food. Okay, this, my list right now is taking up my whole computer. It is so long. And it's in no real particular order, just kind of in the order that I thought of it. And some is going to be really like quick and easy, where you go order and leave, like Chipotle or like really casual stuff. And then some is going to be like sit down, really fancy. So I'll kind of try to explain. First on the list, and if you guys know me, you wouldn't be surprised, is Earl's. We love Earl's so much. Earl's is so good. Earl's is in the Prudential, like I was saying, how you walk in and you have your Lululemon, you have your Aritzia, you have your Sephora, and right next to the Sephora is this wonderful place called Earl's, which we didn't have in Boston. I know it started in Canada, but now we have it, and it's so popular. It's really hard to get reservations, especially on the weekend and like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, forget about it. There's a little area, first come, first serve, that if you play your cards right, you'll get a table. Or if you watch a table like a hawk like me and are waiting right there, then maybe you'll get one. I'm halfway kidding, but not really. It's like really hard to get a table. They also have really good drinks. They have like a patio with nice weather in the summer. It's like so nice. They have like a bar outside, a bar inside, and yeah, Earl's is so good, you guys. I really like their drinks. I feel like I used to be into their food, and now I almost feel like I've gone so much that I'm like sick of it. I'm literally looking at the Prudential right now. It's so beautiful. Oh, but also like the part that I'm looking at, I'm pretty sure is like office building. So like above all the shopping, it's just like a huge, you guys know the Prudential. Or if you look up Boston, it's going to show you a skyline, and it's going to be of the Prudential. And it's really iconic. It goes really tall. And I actually just heard, so this isn't even on my food list, at the very top of the Prudential, way high up, like 40 floors, or I don't know how high it is. It's, wait, is it like 50, 80? I have no sense. But I'm looking at it right now, and what I'm looking at the very top is this restaurant called Top of the Hub, which everyone's been telling me that it's closing. So basically, it's like a really fancy restaurant with the coolest lookout over like all of Boston. It's really awesome. I've been there once with Lucy, I think, and it was cloudy, so it was like the worst possible day to go. We couldn't see anything, but then I did go again to look at the view when Lucy went with her boyfriend, and she, this is really funny, she forgot her credit card, so I had to go and save the day because they couldn't pay for their dinner. Side note, this story's going off the rails. But anyway, so I have seen the view from up there. It's really beautiful and amazing. I heard it's closing. I don't know why. Kind of sad. Maybe not enough people go because it's like so expensive or something, but yeah, that is what I'm looking at right now. So in case you're confused, I'm pretty sure the Prudential, like the whole building that I'm looking at itself though, is like office buildings. But other than that, like I said, like the bottom is like the shopping and food and stuff like that. So told you guys about Earl's. Yeah, food, drinks, patio, gets crowded, but that's the gist with that. And the food is just like, I don't know, American. You can get steak, you can get a burger, you can get sushi. Oh, their sushi's so good. Please get their dynamite roll. Is that what it's called? I'm pretty sure it's called dynamite. So good. Burger's good, steak's good. I've had everything from there. It's good. They have a really good poke bowl. Anywho, moving on. Oh, this is one of my favorite restaurants, you guys. Barcelona. So good. So amazing. There's one in Brookline, and there's one on Tremont Street over in the South End. And in Brookline, that's the one that I would go to all the time when I was at Boston University, just because it was so close to us. It is so amazing, you guys. I feel like Everyone and their mother goes there. They have the best sangria. Please get a picture of the white sangria. Drink the whole thing for me. And it's just so good. I miss that place. I want to go right now that I'm thinking about it. They have the best food. They have really yummy steak. Literally anything you get on the menu will be so good. They have these wonderful potatoes called patatas bravas, I think. Oh my gosh, I'm just like so excited thinking about it. They have like broccoli. They have good hummus. Oh, so basically what I'm trying to say is Barcelona is all these little plates are called tapas, which are just like, yeah, little plates. And you just share with everyone. And if you go with like me and Max, it can be expensive because you order everything. But if you go with like a bunch of people and you don't have that big of an appetite, I feel like how you're supposed to be at tapas, it's more like appetizers, like little plates, and you are just like drinking sangria and having a good time. It's really not that expensive. And Barcelona is so good, you guys. Please go to Barcelona. I almost feel like the one in Brookline, actually no, they both get so crowded, so popular, need a reservation, really hard to get one, get it like a month in advance, I'm not even kidding. And yeah, I don't know. I would recommend, but it does get really crowded. And I was going to say the one in Brookline is less crowded than the one in Tremont Street. But honestly, they both are probably like equally crowded. I just feel like Brookline is more of like a chill, laid back area than Tremont Street is like so much going on down here that, yeah, I feel like it gets more crowded, but they both are really crowded. Okay. Then, which I've also said in a bunch of my videos, this is one of my favorite restaurants of all time. I'm going to say it wrong. Giacomo's, whatever, however you want to say it. There's one in Back Bay and there's one in the North End. So I'll talk about the North End. Yeah, basically I'll talk about it right now. So the North End is just an area that has so many yummy Italian restaurants, like really authentic Italian, so good. A lot of places, most places you can't get reservations at. So you're going to wait like an hour or two, but that's just how it is. And some places, if you can get reservations, obviously do that if you can. But that's actually why I've never been to the Giacomo's in the North End. I've only gone to the one in Back Bay because the Back Bay location lets you get reservations. So I call way in advance, get a reservation when I know I'm going to be able to go. And I've gone with Lucy and Derek. I've gone with Max. Oh, I've gone with Sasha too. Oh, I miss Sasha. But Giacomo's is so good, you guys. It's just really authentic Italian. Cash only. That's good to know. Every time I go, I forget to bring cash. And I have to walk down on the street, walk my little butt to the ATM and get cash because that always happens to me. But it's actually really cheap for what it is, which is so funny because it's like not like such a nice restaurant, like white tablecloths, like that kind of thing. But it's like a nice Italian restaurant and it's so freaking yummy. Please get the butternut squash ravioli. It is the best. And like I said, if you're really into like Italian, North End, anywhere in the North End is going to be good. I can tell you that. Like, I've gone to so many restaurants over there. So good. And also when you're in the North End, you need to go to Mike's Pastries, or if you're on the other team, Modern Pastry. Or is it just called Modern Bakery or Modern? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I don't even know. Honestly, I'm so biased. I obviously am on the Mike's Pastries team side of things because either you're like a Mike's person or like a Modern person in Boston. You like are one or the other, you know? And are they across the street from each other or down the street from each other? They have like a little rivalry going on. And Mike's Pastries is so good. You can't go wrong anything from there. I randomly always get the big, huge, it's like a brick, like a chocolate peanut butter brownie. So good. Or I'll get what are those really yummy little things called? Those Italian little things. Why can't I think of what they're called? Can I like describe it to you guys? Oh my gosh, this is going to drive me crazy. What are those called? Max just ate like so many of them and I ate some of them with him too. Cannolis, that's what they're called. Oh my gosh, why couldn't I think of it? Yeah. Get cannolis there. I was so excited that I just thought of that. You can get cake, cheesecake, maybe, probably, I don't know. They have everything. It's really good. And yeah, there's also another place called Modern, but I don't even know if I've been there. And I'm just a Mike's girl, tried and true. Okay. Then another place you're gonna like going for food, for like restaurants, for dinner, is Seaport, because Seaport's really up and coming. It's really pretty over there. Obviously, Seaport, it's like you have the view of the water, really pretty. There's so many good restaurants over there. Taylor was helping me with this. Oh, is there a legal seafood over there? I don't even know. I might be mixing that up. There's two other legal seafood somewhere else. So there's the Tezmacal, there is really good. I want to say, I can't even think of it. There's like a newer, Rosa Mexicano. That's newer over there, but I don't even think that's by the water. I don't think there's like a cool view or something, but that's just in Seaport. There's Estrega. Taylor was telling me. I've never been there. But it's, like, fancy steakhouse, I'm pretty sure. And it has, like, a view of the water, probably. There's, yeah, so many restaurants over there. I feel like you can't go wrong. Actually, I've heard of, I want to say this is in Seaport. Natalie would always tell me one of her favorite restaurants over there is called Committee. I've never been there, so I don't know if that's really would be my favorite because I've never been. But I feel like you can't really go wrong with the restaurants in Seaport. There's so many, but there's also more chill places. Like, I've gone to, like, Sports Bar and had, like, lunch, and it still has, like, a really sick view. So, sick views. okay, other places. Citrus and Salt is in Back Bay. I'm so fake. I haven't even been there, but I just always walk by it, and it looks so cool, you guys. And me and Taylor always try to get reservations, and every week we look, and that Friday, it's, like, 10:15. We're like, okay, can't go. Like, it's so hard to get a reservation there, too. But Taylor's been, and she says it's amazing, so that's why it's on this list. And another place I've written down is Felipe's Taqueria. Like I said, this is not in a particular order. Felipe's is a really more chill, casual Mexican restaurant where you'll get, like, burritos. They have really good churros, and it's over in Cambridge, like, right by Harvard. So, been there a couple times. Love it there. Max, when you're listening to this, can we go to Felipe's when you come back and live here? Because I miss Felipe's. Also, another place that Max got me into was Autos. I want to say there's a couple Autos, but one, the one that I'm just thinking of is on BU's campus. It's just, like, a chill, casual pizza place. But Autos is cool because they have more, like, fancy types of pizza. Like, Max would get the craziest pizzas from there. They have ones, well, I guess avocado isn't that weird to put on pizza. They have, like, crazy ones with avocado. They have just all sorts of, like, funky stuff that you can get on there. I feel like they have ones, like, mashed potatoes and stuff. I haven't had that one, but what would I get from there? Oh, I would get this amazing pizza that had, like, butternut squash and cranberries. It sounds so weird, but it was really good. So, I miss Autos. Ooh, this is making me hungry. Okay, another place on campus at BU that I feel like is so underrated, no one knows about. I guess it's, like, not even technically on campus. It's, like, a little bit off. It's, like, basically in Fenway almost, like, Kenmore, Fenway. It's called Cafe 472, and it's just, like, literally such a chill deli cafe, like, I don't know, tiny little place. And we found out about this place because we would order, like, vegan, like, froyo basically kind of things, like ice cream that you could get blended with, like, Oreos, and you could add, like, peanut butter and, like, chocolate chips and all this stuff on there. Yeah, so that's how we found out about Cafe 472. But then I would go with Max sometimes between classes for, like, sandwiches or whatever. I miss that place. That place is good. Taking a turn, Davio's and Grill 23 are over in Back Bay. Is that Back Bay? Yeah. And they are really fancy, like, steakhouses. I actually haven't been to Grill 23, but Taylor told me to put it on the list because she says it's really good. And Davio's I went to once, and it was amazing. It was, like, a 3.5-hour culinary experience. So expensive, so fancy, so worth it. Love that place. Another place that I have on this list, taking a turn again, if you guys have been to a Bluestone Lane before, I've gone in New York, and I want to say it started in Australia. It's, like, an Australian little, not little, like, I don't know, cafe, restaurant, like, restaurant type thing. And I actually went to the one here once with Maggie and Emma over in Cambridge. Is that in Cambridge? Yeah. I think it's near the Felipe's. Anyway, I went there once, so good. They have really good, like, banana bread, avocado toast, stuff like that. Look at Bluestone Lane, really good. Another place, this is just reminding me of this, but it's not even over there in Cambridge. Friendly Toast is, what area would I even call that? Yeah, Back Bay, sure. Friendly Toast is right near this place called Red Lantern. They are not related at all. Red Lantern is so fun. It's, like, kind of more fancy sushi, really good sushi place. And I know people, like, go out there, and I've never been out there, but I think it turns into, like, a club, bar, scene situation. So Red Lantern's really good. You can get, like, the sushi boats and do the whole thing. But like I was saying, Friendly Toast is right nearby there in really busy, really crowded brunch place. It's, like, a favorite. I've gone once with Arlen and Max, and it was really yummy. Yeah, if you can just think of, like, a brunch diner type place, that's Friendly Toast. I wrote down Insomnia, you guys. If you've ever had Insomnia cookies, you know Insomnia is so good. I love that in college. We would order cookies all the time. Oh, Insomnia cookies are so good. You can order those from, like, anywhere, except for, guess what I realized? I think my apartment where I live right now is, like, too far from one, and they don't deliver here, so I'm sad. I'm out of network from an Insomnia, but if you're in college here, you probably have an Insomnia nearby. I know there's one, like, on campus at BU. Two other places I wrote down is Diggin' and Sweetgreen. They're obviously more casual, if you guys know. Diggin' and Sweetgreen remind me a lot of each other, but Diggin' is like you get rice or farro, you can get sweet potato, chicken, you can get different like sauces on top. Like I always get pesto, you can get broccoli, you can, they have like mac and cheese. They're kind of, it's kind of more like heavy, like hearty food bowls. They're really good though. And then Sweetgreen, you guys know, is just like salad. That's pretty much it. They just have salad. So yeah, but it's a really good salad place. I obviously love their salads. They're really big and customize them. So if you want something quick and like casual here that's yummy, I would say Diggin' or Sweetgreen. But those are chains, obviously. They have those like so many places. Another place I wrote down is Mother Juice. That's on Newberry Street. They have like avocado toast. They have like all this vegan stuff, like salads and just kind of like health, like juice bar type place. That place is good. This is really not in any order. Breakfast Club, another diner, just like really classic breakfast, yummy. Oh, it's so good. You guys, Breakfast Club is over in Cambridge as well. Me and Max would go all the time. It gets really crowded too, so just be strategic and like sit at the bar. We would do that if it was just like the two of us, or go like really early or later. Yeah, depending. Breakfast Club, so good, you guys. I'm gonna tell you all these like breakfasty dinery type places now for like brunch or breakfast or whatever. I will say though, brunch is something I kind of have avoided in Boston because I know anywhere you go, it's gonna be crowded. Like if you go anywhere Saturday or Sunday at 10 a.m., you're gonna wait like an hour or two. So I kind of just avoid it and go like during the week or whatever if I really want to go out to breakfast. So just keep that in mind. But there's this place Taylor told me to write down that's called Veggie Galaxy in, is it in Alston or Cambridge? I think Cambridge. And yeah, it's just like a vegan diner, I'm pretty sure. And then Alston Diner I wrote down too because Lucy would always go there. It's like a vegan, well, they have vegan options at this diner. Hugo's is a little, so tiny, tiny little place. Hugo's is, what would I even call that? Back Bay? Yeah. It's like in, it's like near Copley Square. It's kind of like in a weird spot. It's near like a train station or something. I don't know. Kind of random. It's near the shops at Copley Place. So yeah. Basically, Hugo's is just a tiny little place. You can get smoothies, little acai bowls, different types of bowls and stuff. I really like their avocado toast. It's like grab and go situation. Like you can't even really eat in there. Actually, there's another Hugo's in Boston that I haven't been to that I think they have like a sit down. Anyway, and then I wrote down two other juice places like Press Juicery, Juice Press. You guys know about those though, I'm sure. Those are chains. Press Juicery has the Press Juice Freeze. So good. Juice Press, I really like just because it's next to SoulCycle and I'll grab a smoothie there. Tate, also going to be your BFF in Boston. There are Tates all over. There's one in Fenway. There's one in Brookline. There's a new one in the South End. There's, yeah, they're like everywhere. There's one in Beacon Hill. Oh my gosh, I haven't even talked about Beacon Hill. I love Beacon Hill. It's such a fun little area too. For like pictures, this is like side note. If you want to take like really cool pictures on like cobblestone, like Boston streets, if you're looking for like an iconic spot, the iconic spot, it's called Acorn Street in Beacon Hill. Go there, take your pictures. They're going to look cool. Sorry, I just had to help a sister out quick for like an Instagram little moment. But what was I saying? Tate. Okay, Tate is so good. They have avocado toast. They have lattes. They have salads. They have all sorts of funky bowls, fun stuff. And Tate, if you're wondering like, where's that place in Boston that's like really picturesque? And like the White Cafe, that's Tate. Like you're gonna take your Instagrams there, you're gonna look like a cute little sis, and yeah, you're gonna go to Tate. Another place you're gonna go, I'm like telling you where you're gonna go. Blackbird Donuts, so good. If you like donuts, it's in Fenway. Is there other ones? I don't know. Love Blackbird, amazing. Another place I really like. Now I feel like this is gonna take forever, so I'm trying to like hustle. Life Alive, so good. There's one on Boylston Street. Newberry Street? I think it's on Boylston. Boylston and Newberry are like next week. They like run parallel, you guys. So Newberry Street, Boylston Street is where like Boylston Street has like the Sweetgreen and the Diggin' and other places like that. So anyway, the Life Alive is over there. Or is it on Newberry Street? Am I okay? I forget. It's whatever. There's one over there. Life Alive. So good. It's like kind of healthier food, health food bowls. There's a lot of vegan stuff. I don't think they have any meat. I think it's like strictly vegetarian. Really good. They put in one on BU's campus. We like their acai bowls. I really like, what's the bowl I always get? Is it called like Rainbow Bowl or something? They have like sweet potato and all these veggies and stuff like that. Good stuff. I miss it there. Another place you're going to like is called Flower Bakery and cafe, just flour. I'm just thinking of flour. They have, oh my gosh, I always get like a chocolate like muffin or something I shouldn't get when I'm there, but it's so good. And Tate's like this too, where they have all their like pastries out on display and you're like, I think I'll have five of those. Flour, so good. They have a bunch of different salads, like sandwiches, like breakfasty lunch place, and you could eat dinner there too. Just like cafe, bakery type place. Yum. Another place that I almost forgot of is called Whole Heart Provisions, and that is more like Alston, and that's kind of like past BU's campus. I'm trying to describe like where all these places are. Probably you guys are like, what? We'll just Google it. So okay, it's called Whole Heart Provisions, and they have all vegan food and like vegan bowls. It's kind of out there. I don't think Taylor even likes it. I really like it there. I miss it. It's close to like a Core Power over there. So after my yoga, I'd always like go to Whole Heart and get really healthy food. I would get this one that had like peanuts in it or something. Anyway, I like Whole Heart. I miss it over there. But now there's not one near me, I don't think. Maybe there's more. And then I just don't even know that. But anyway, another diner that I forgot to say earlier, it was Lulu's in Alston. Really good. Sometimes I would get away with going there on a Sunday and there being like less of a wait, but there's usually a wait there too. Oh gosh, we're just going to go through this really quick. Now I'm going to talk about all the food on Newberry Street and like nearby, and I'm just going to list them off, okay? Cafeteria, yummy restaurant, go there. Joe's, yummy restaurant, go there. It's like Joe's American Bar, Grill, whatever. Stephanie's, yummy restaurant, go there. Thinking Cup, it's like chill, kind of like, it's not like Blue Bottle. I actually really like Thinking Cup, like the vibe in there. Max and I would go get like a hot chocolate on Newberry. Thinking Cup, really yum. They have good matcha, little like cafe type place. Just like coffee shop. Abe and Louie's is actually over on Boylston Street. So is Capital Grill. Those are both like steakhouses. Really fancy. Really yummy. So good. Blue Bottle, they actually put one in the Prudential and on Newberry Street now. Coffee shop. You guys know Blue Bottle though. That's a chain. Really yummy. Really good matcha. JP Licks, they opened one up on Newberry Street. And then there's one nearby. I know JP Licks so well because I love it. Oh, and there's one in Brookline too. JP Licks, just Google it. So good. My favorite one is the cake batter cookies and cream. Oh, so good. I miss that. I wish I had that right now. So go there. Oh, I already said Joe's. I wrote it down twice because I like Joe's that much, I guess. That's the one that's like, yeah. Anyway, I need to just keep moving. Dirty Water Dough Pizza. I think I've been there like once. I don't even see the hype about it. I feel like everyone's like, Dirty Water Dough, yeah, on Newberry. I honestly feel like T. Anthony's pizza is better. Maybe I'm just biased because I went to BU. T. Anthony's is like this little pizza place at BU where everyone goes, if I'm being honest, when they're drunk or hungover or whatever. But they have really good pizza, and their iconic pizza, if you want to go over and do the whole BU thing, is the mozzarella stick pizza. So good. I miss it there. And Max and his friends on the hockey team and stuff, like boys would just like eat there during the day. I mean, I'm sure girls do too, but I feel like I would never just be like, oh yeah, I want like a sub from T. Anthony's, but I feel like boys do that. I'm sure girls do too. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, moving on. We're back to Newberry Street. Serafina, I've been to once or twice. That place is good. Piattini, I've been there. It's good. Paparazzi, Italian, really yummy. Met Back Bay, really yummy. Just Google these places, if you want to know more about it. Pavement, do they have one on Newberry? Or am I making that up? There's a Pavement on BU's campus. Really good. Coffee shop, little bagels, coffee, matcha, whatever, latte. Mother Juice, oh, I already talked about that. On Newberry Street. Love Art Sushi is actually a place that's right near that one end of Newberry with like the urban and stuff, but I don't even know what street that's on. Anyway, Love Art Sushi, just look it up. I always order sushi bowls from there on like Postmates or Uber Eats. So good. There's another restaurant on Newberry called Sanzi. I've gone there for brunch. Really good. And Georgetown Cupcake, I already talked about. So good. I love Georgetown Cupcake. Okay, we're almost done with the food. Genki Ya is a sushi place that Max and I love. Taylor loves it too. Everybody loves Genki Ya. Genki Ya is so good. There's one over in, why am I going to say it wrong? It's called, it's really close to BU. You walk, it's like less than a mile. Like the Trader Joe's in Brookline is like on the way there. What's it called? Coolidge Corner. Oh, it just came to me. Coolidge Corner. Okay, there's a Genki Ya over there. Am I making that up? I'm pretty sure there is. Over there somewhere. Basically, there's one near BU. And then there's one over is it the South End? I don't even know. I think there's two Genki Yas. They're really good. Go to either of them. So yummy. The sushi is not that expensive. It's really good. They're really quick. Would recommend Genki Ya for like a cheap, yummy sushi place. Then obviously the chains that we all know and love. Brugger's Bagels have gone there way too much. Chipotle have gone there way too much. And Starbucks are literally on every corner, as I'm sure you can imagine. Okay, I think that's it for food. I'm sure there are places that I'm missing, but we have to speed this up because this is getting long. Okay, activities. House of Blues. You're going to go there for your concert. It's going to be really fun. House of Blues is big. I've been to like events there. I've been to concerts. It is in Fenway. Love House of Blues. Paradise Rock Club is a little bit smaller, a little bit more, I don't know. I feel like more low-key. And that's like on campus at BU. And I just feel like smaller performances are there. Fenway Park, obviously. I just wrote that in like the Fenway area in general because obviously Fenway baseball games, so fun. Fenway baseball games. Red Sox baseball games at Fenway Park. Really fun. You gotta go to a Sox game if you're here, obviously. But just Fenway is like a fun area in general. They have that really big, huge city Target that's just really big, huge. Look at me go. Really huge city Target that's just fun. There's just like, yeah, Chipotle food shopping around there too. The Boston Opera House for activities, fun. I know there's like a bunch of different probably plays, musical stuff that goes on there too, but I have just been to the Nutcracker there and like the Boston Ballet is there. So yeah, would recommend going to the Opera House if you're into that. There's a market called SOA. I think that's just in the warmer months, like in the summer. That's in the South End. What does it even stand for? I don't even know, but it's like a fun little market you can walk around in like on Sundays, I think. I'm just trying to put in fun activities for you guys. There's a Boston Children's Museum, the Aquarium, the Science Museum, if you're into stuff like that. There is obviously the Freedom Trail and all sorts of history here, like historic tours, if you're into that. I wrote down like the BU bookstore and like the Harvard bookstore. If you guys want merch, I feel like the BU bookstore has so much fun apparel for you. The Harvard bookstore too, if you want like a big cozy Harvard sweatshirt or whatever. You know what? Fun fact, you know the iconic Sitco sign that actually used to be on top of the BU bookstore, which was the big huge Barnes & Nobles down in Kenmore Square at one end of our campus. And then the bookstore moved to the other end of the campus into a smaller building, and I don't really know why that happened. I kind of miss when the bookstore was at the old location because I could always tell people, you know the iconic Sitco sign, it's on top of the BU bookstore, but not anymore. I don't know what that building's gonna be now, but anyway, side note. Also, you can go ice skating in Seaport because I did that this winter and that's really fun if it's cold. Also, if it's cold and you're not trying to go outside, guys, lay down movie theater. If you haven't been to one in the past, this is the time. There's one in Fenway. I know there's one over in Chestnut Hill too, like the Super Lux one, but I always go to the one in Fenway and I love that place. And then, like I was saying earlier, sporting games, obviously, sporting games. I'm saying this so weird, but like, you know what I mean? Games that you go to, sports games, like the Bruins games over at TD Garden, Celtics play there too, or I actually have never been to a Patriots game. I know, gasp, you're probably freaking out. I can't believe I've never been. I don't think I've ever been to like a professional like football game, but yeah, you should go to a Patriots game if you come, if you're into that, if it's football season. And that actually isn't in Boston, it's probably like an hour away, well, depending when you hit traffic and what time you go, but yeah, it's in Foxborough, which is outside of Boston. And then I also wrote down like BU hockey games, or you could go to a Northeastern hockey game or a BC hockey game. There's so many colleges around here. If you want to find a sports game to go to, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find one. And then, like I was saying earlier, I had to put down Faneuil Hall, Quincy Market, so touristy over there, but not in like a bad way. It's fun. I would always go there growing up whenever we'd visit here. You obviously walk through Faneuil Hall, Quincy Market. There's history over there. It's really fun. There's so much different food. I would always get my clam chowder and a bread bowl down there, shopping, stuff like that. I had to write down the MFA for you guys, Museum of Fine Arts. I've been there twice, if you're into the museum thingy. And then also I wrote down the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum because I know so many people are into that. I've seen the coolest pictures there. And I think if you're in college, it's free or there's like a cool discount or something for you, because I remember my parents always saying, go to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. And I think Lucy went, but I don't think I've ever been. So I need to go. But that's my recommendations for like activities. And then I wrote down specifically in summer or nice weather. So like I was saying earlier, the Boston Commons, so pretty, such a pretty park and so fun to walk around. There's so much going on in the summer. So I would walk through the Commons. And also I know that there are swan boats in the Commons. I'm pretty sure I've never done that, but I'm pretty sure it's there. I've like seen them. And then I know there's things like boat tours out of Seaport and maybe, is there like boat tours on the Charles River? I don't know. But Charles River, iconic. Obviously, you guys know I used to row at BU. So I was rowing on the Charles River. I felt so lucky and blessed because the Charles River has so much history. It's so cool. And you're going to be, you know, paddling by all the boathouses of like Harvard and I was about to say Northeastern. What does Northeastern's boathouse look like? I don't even remember. MIT. It's just cool. It's just like a cool place to row. But it's also a really cool place to run. So if you're into running and you want to run, where's the Esplanade? Why am I run on the Esplanade, by the Esplanade? Where is that? That's like what it's called, by the river, right? And you're just going to run around the Charles River. They have really good running paths. It's really scenic and pretty. And even if you don't want to run, you can walk. How about that? Also, I know you can rent kayaks and paddle boards in the summer on the Charles River, which I've never done, and I want to do that on my bucket list. I know they have things like duck tours. I know that I have a bunch of places. I know they also have city bikes, which I think I've done when I have visited Boston before I ever lived here. And you guys know city bikes. They have those, I'm sure, in New York and other cities too. That could be fun if you want to just rent some bikes and bike around. Look around Boston. I would walk around Cambridge, like BU campus, Fenway, Newbury Street, Boylston Street, like I said, all pretty areas. Or Beacon Hill, I was saying earlier too, I didn't write that down, but Beacon Hill would be cute, fun to walk around. Another place I wrote in the warm weather when it's nice out would be the Envoy Hotel or like the rooftop. Specifically, I know they have like a restaurant there. Or is the rooftop called Envoy? Is it called a different hotel? It's just called Envoy. The rooftop, it's like, oh, it's called the Lookout. That's what it's called, at the Envoy Hotel. Yeah. I think I've been there once in the winter, actually, because I've never gone in the summer. I've avoided it because I know it gets so crowded and crazy, but it's really pretty, expensive drinks, stuff like that. Another place you should go when it's warm out is M Street Beach. I've been there a bunch when it's warm, like in the summer and stuff. It's not like the most amazing beach. There's not like really nice beaches in Boston, but it's like the closest, most okay beach. I feel like I'm not going to like sugarcoat it. But if you want to like go to a beach, there's sand and there's some rocky waters. And then if you really don't mind the drive, or if you want like a little getaway, I was thinking maybe Cape Cod. That also can be like an hour or maybe two or three if you're leaving Friday during the summer during rush hour. It depends, however you want to slice it. But yeah, Cape Cod could be fun. You guys know Max is from Barnstable. Love Barnstable. It's so fun in the summer. You guys can go to Nirvana, get your coffee on. But I know like tourists typically go to like Chatham is so fun. I've been there, or the Beachcomber people go in the summer. So that is what I have for activities, and now we're gonna go into the going out section. Sorry, this is getting long. I'm gonna try to wrap it up pretty quick. But going out, the most intense like club-like experience you'll get here that feels the most similar to me, like New York City, like feels the most similar to New York City, would be like a New York City club. Wow, I'm struggling. Would be the Grand. It's in Seaport. Love the Grand. Absolutely love that place. It is way too much fun. It's too much fun. That's all I have to say. It's expensive. If you get a table, obviously, if you can get on someone else's table, that's the move. But if you go general admission, it's also fun. But if you can get on a table, that's obviously the funnest. I wrote down baseball is closed, sad face, because going to Boston University, we would always go to the Baseball Tavern in Fenway, and they just closed, so that's really sad. But other than that, there's Fenway Johnny's down there, which is newer. Everyone likes going there. There's the Draft in Alston. We love the Draft. T's Pub is right on campus. Love T's. We'll go to Tavern in the Square. It sounds really funny that I'm saying it that way, because usually we just call it Tits, but that's like a Thursday thing at BU, Tavern in the Square, baby. And then I just wrote down other clubs are like Royale, I've been to Bijou, but that's pretty much it. I'm probably missing places, but those are just the places that I have gone out. I'm wondering if there's like other places, probably, but yeah, that's just what I have. Okay, workouts. obviously there are so many workout classes in Boston, and what I want to say first and foremost is that if you're in college here, take advantage of the free gym membership. Say no to Equinox, because I know so many of my friends get roped in the whole Equinox thing. I've actually never been to an Equinox. Maybe I would love it, and I'm like hating on it just because I know it's expensive. But yeah, you might as well just take advantage of your free gym membership. Like when I went to BU, they have the craziest gym, FitRec. Like it's like a million stories, and there's like everything you could ever think of there. So it's like you don't need to go pay and drive all the way to Equinox, right? But for workout classes, obviously you already know what I'm gonna say, SoulCycle. And I know there's so many other cycling places. I know there's like Handlebar, a cycle bar place. I think there's a Flywheel in the Pru. I haven't been to these other cycle places, but I've heard of them. You guys know I'm just obsessed with SoulCycle. I'm about to go after this episode is done recording because I love it there. And oh, Core Power Yoga. You guys know I love Core Power. They have the best yoga classes. Most of them are heated, some aren't. They have a sculpt with like the weights. They have just normal C2, just hot yoga. C1 is like for beginners. Love Core Power. You should definitely try it out. And I know if you go to Core Power, I think your first week is free, so you can try it. So that's really awesome. There's obviously bar classes. I want to say there's Pure Bar. I've never been there, but this bar studio I used to go to on Newberry is called Extend Bar. I like those. They're really like dancey based, which is fun and like pushing me out of my comfort zone. And then there's Pilates places like SLT. I've done that once. So hard for me. I like cannot even keep up with that. And then these two remind me a lot of each other, Barry's and Orange Theory. I went to Barry's once. I was a little intimidated. And Orange Theory is what you guys know I do now. I really like Orange Theory. I do that occasionally. It kind of intimidates me and scares me and pushes me out of my comfort zone, but that's a part of life, baby, is pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So I like going there. And like I was saying earlier, I know Lululemon has workout classes at that new Lululemon on Newberry, I'm pretty sure. So I need to try those. And I'm sure there are some I'm missing, but those are just the main ones that come to mind. And then the last mini, itty bitty little category I have is like service, I guess you would call it. And I'm really not well equipped of my knowledge in this area. And I'm sure there are so many hair salons that you can go to here. Just like read reviews, look for yourself. But my favorite one, if you care in specific, is Salon à Côté on Newberry, and my hairstylist, his name is Kyle, and I've gone to Kyle for years now. I love him. I will not let anyone else touch my hair. I'm such a brat, but if you're blonde, you know why. You have to be careful with that blonde hair and the upkeep. So yeah, I just love Salon à Côté. I know there's so many places here though. And then really the only other like service places I've ever been to in Boston is Treasured Hands, is where I get my nails done. And I just like the way they do dip. I'm sure I'd be open to trying like other places too though. I just haven't really gone to other ones. And then G2O is a spa. It's right off of Newberry Street between like Newberry and Boylston, I think. And yeah, I went there once, not even for a massage. I went for like a little like body scrub exfoliation thing. But yeah, sorry, that one was really a fail because those are like the only place I've been to. But I know there's way more service places that you could go to. Like if you want a massage, I know Maggie and Emma get them at like the Mandarin. Like there's so many things. Or like if you get a tan or get your eyelashes done, like I know there's so many of those places. I just don't really know which I would recommend. So wow, this did end up getting long. I didn't think it would be this long, but honestly, about all those places I told you, I could talk way more because they're my favorites and they're, in my opinion, the best of Boston. Woo! I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope this helped if you are visiting, if you're going to move here, if you're going to live here, or even if you live here already, maybe it gave you some inspo of other things you want to do or places you want to try. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. Bye!